I'm Bill Hatch, Vice Chair of Ways and Means.
Okay, and where are you from? What district?
Coas District 3. I'm from Gorham.
Okay. So after hearing the testimony today, you know, what do you take from it, and then what happens next?
Okay, as all hearings, this was, we gathered as much information as we can concerning this bill, House Bill 1607. And as you just heard, what we will now have is a number of subcommittee meetings, and what we do with those is pretty much the same thing, but a little less formal and more detailed orientated. For an example, I heard some very excellent suggestions today. I heard some very legitimate concerns today. And what the charge of the subcommittee will be is to look into those concerns and review those suggestions. And our purpose is to make the best bill possible on informed decisions. I would also like to, and hopefully there becomes a better understanding of what this is about. This is not a tax. This is defining and clarifying what a business owner is able to take as personal compensation prior to paying any tax. And I, as I noted during the hearing, I'm a little concerned and I don't know if confused is the right word, but the strong objections, because we're doing some things like, people have to understand this is existing law. People have to understand, and business owners need to understand that the DRA currently does this practice on a case-by-case basis. And as you heard today, many are concerned that there's really not an established standard. So when a business owner or an accountant fills out the tax forms for a business owner, as you heard the former commissioner say, he can't do that in comfort, knowing full well that 3 years from now, the DRA won't be knocking on his door and saying, what you did is not acceptable and you need to pay us this. Hopefully this bill resolves some of these issues so that's not as likely to occur. And the safe harbor today is $6,000, period. And we're talking about increasing that substantially. We heard about $50,000. We heard some other suggestions that we'll look at and review. We heard about percentage of the gross and a number of other ways to establish what a business owner needs to pay. But, you know, and having owned a business, having paid these taxes, I think this, at the end of the day, will make it more palatable for businesses. And the other tax that they talk about, the IND tax, I gotten this on very sound information from many CPAs who are the ones that really have the best knowledge of who ends up being liable for this. The IND tax is not going to really affect many small businesses in the least, or LLCs, limited liability corporations. And on the fairness issue, go back to circa 1990. Drive down Main Street, New Hampshire. Your small businesses, such as the plumber, it was Frank's Plumbing Incorporated. Your furniture store was an incorporated business. My stores were incorporated businesses. The mom and pop store was an incorporated business and often still is. They pay. They are often doing the same thing that an LLC is. They are often earning the same grosses, the same nets. And they're paying, on occasion, this 5% where it's applicable. An LLC does not. And that's the governor's view, that this takes away that loophole and makes it fair. Because there's two approaches one can take to what's going on. It's important to understand that this tax has been around since 1923. It was raised in 1977 by Governor Mel Thompson. Now, obviously, the state at that time, something was going on that it needed more revenue. So there's two approaches one can take in producing, if in fact the revenue stream has to be increased. As you lift or raise the taxes on the few people that are currently paying it, or what this is looked upon by those that introduced it and those that propose expanding or taking away the loophole for LLCs, is you can make it fairer so a broader base pays for it and everybody pays less. Not a very narrowly defined few have to pay much more. I'm not justifying, I'm not saying what my opinion is, I'm just trying to explain clearly what this is about with accuracy.
Okay, and you said this now goes to the subcommittee.
Yes.
Is that subject to public hearings, or is it an open discussions among yourselves?
The subcommittees are open to the public. It's the choice of the chair as to whether he takes public takes public input or not.
Uh-huh.
I being the chair, will tell you that I will take public input as much as possible. But again, it's a work session, and it's where the committee tries to hash out the details. But we will have accountants here, the public's welcome, and I think as much input that's speaking to this is great. I want as much as possible.
All right. And how many are members of the subcommittee, members of this committee? Is that what it is?
Yes,
a few members?
Right. It's members of the Ways and Means Committee. I have not yet established who's going to be on the subcommittee or what it's going to consist of. But I think for this, I'm going to have as many members as possible.
All right. And when does the subcommittee start meeting?
The first meeting is Friday. Friday the 22nd of January at 9:30 a.m. in room 202 of the State House.